Okay, welcome to Loosology 103. In this course, we're going to be talking about the simplest, easiest, most direct way that you can use to have your very first OBEs or lucid dreams. If you've ever wondered why it's difficult for you to visualize your way into an OBE, the basic reason is probably because you have what's basically non-physical glue that's holding your eyelids shut, your non-physical eyelids shut, and this prevents you from being able to open up your non-physical eyes easily. By targeting this non-physical glue and getting rid of that gunk, you can make the entire OBE process a lot easier. This is the basic difference between the way that we cover things in Loosology 101 and 102 versus the way we're going to talk about inducing OBEs in 103. In 101 and 102, the idea was that we induce the OBE first, generally using some sort of tactile approach. For instance, you might get tactile feedback of being able to non-physically feel something with your non-physical fingers. And then and only then we looked at activating your non-physical sight. And actually sometimes in the Loosology 101 and 102 style of OBEs, you might go the entire OBE and never have any kind of non-physical sight at all. You might be blind the entire time. That is definitely a valuable approach to doing OBEs, and it's great to get good at developing tactile feedback easily in OBEs. However, it is also extremely valuable and rewarding to have visuals come onto the OBE much more quickly. Now, once you get into the OBE, you might be wondering, what is it going to be like? What can I actually do once I get into a non-physical focus or a lucid dream? And basically, it's a lot like having superhuman abilities. It's not always the case that you can do absolutely anything that you can possibly imagine in an OBE, but a lot of times it's pretty close to that, where basically you can use x-ray vision, you can walk through walls, you can fly. You can pretty much ignore the laws of physics a lot of times. There are limitations to that, but it's much more free and much more open in the things that you can do compared with what things are like here in physical waking reality. There's definitely a range of the level of clarity that you can get in an OBE, and it can go from anywhere from being totally blind, like I mentioned with the Loosology 101 and 102 style of exits, where you might not even bother to have non-physical sight at all, on up to being sort of hazy and dreamlike, on up to being precisely as detailed and realistic as regular waking awareness is. And in those kind of situations, you really need to be focused on doing lots of reality checks to make sure that you really are, whether or not you are in an OBE or actually are awake, because it can get confusing at times. In Loosology 101, we talked about the reality check where you look at like a digital clock or a computer screen, and a lot of times it will appear to be very chaotic or extremely complicated. Another reality check you can use, which is pretty reliable, is to look and see if there are any extra rooms or doors in your house. And so basically, the more realistic it gets, the easier it is for you to get confused about what's actually going on and for you to think that you're actually awake when you're actually in an OBE, which would be the opposite of lucidity. We define lucidity in Loosology 101 as being aware that you're in a dream and that your body is actually physically asleep on physical earth. If you become confused or tricked by the OBE itself and you actually think that you're really awake when you're actually asleep, then you're not really lucid anymore. And so you need to continually do reality checks to make sure that you really know what's going on. Now, how does this tie in with the Loosology 103 style of exits? Well, basically, with the iPry technique, you can often go beyond the level of reality, the level of clarity and detail that you get like when you're actually physically awake, and you end up with these hyper-realistic, hyper-detailed dreams. Your sight will have so much clarity and so much detail that it will look like things are actually dreamlike when you wake up, that you'll actually end the OBE and get up and be walking around, and that will feel like it's a dream because your actual physical sight is less detailed than what you can get when you finally clear out all of that gunk and junk that's holding your non-physical eyelids shut. So how do you actually do this? Well, basically, there's two essential steps to getting this to work. The first is to do the iPry, where you create a non-physical hand with non-physical fingers that you can use to pry open your non-physical eyelids and activate your non-physical sight. The second part is to turn that non-physical sight into an actual OBE, and that is really the more difficult parts to pull off, that it's actually surprisingly easy to get to the point where you have non-physical fingers and can pry open your non-physical eyelids. The part that we're going to be spending the most time on will be the actual part where you translate your non-physical sight, that little tiny glimmer of non-physical sight, into a full-blown OBE. So here's an example of what it might look like when you actually get this to work. And this isn't the way that it will always appear, but this is the way it can appear sometimes. This is something that you can be looking for when you're getting close to it actually working successfully. This image is showing you the point where you're using one of your non-physical hands to open up your non-physical eyelids. And your non-physical hands will probably appear at this point to be sort of a dark, semi-translucent shadow. You'll notice that all of your sight is a little bit actually translucent, where it's like you can still see through your non-physical eyelids a little bit, even at the point where they're closed. Not only that, but the center of your vision, where you should be able to see clearly, might still be a little bit dark and hazy. And these two effects are clues on the way the non-physical sight works, in the sense that a lot of times you need to open up multiple sets of non-physical eyelids before you can get your non-physical sight working on all cylinders. So in this image, you can see that you'll still have another set of non-physical eyelids to open up to get the center of your vision cleared, and that actually you're already seeing partially through one of your closed non-physical eyelids around the outside of the image. This whole approach to using your non-physical fingers to open up your non-physical eyelids has a very cumulative beneficial effect on your OBE induction skills, in the sense that the more often that you do this, the easier and easier it will get for you to clear out that gunk that's in your eyelids. And if you go for a period of time where you don't clear out the gunk, you'll find that once you go back and induce OBEs this way again, that the glue has returned and things are more difficult. This also helps to strengthen your non-physical eyelids. You might remember in the first Matrix movie that there's a point where Neo asks why he's having a hard time seeing when he's in the real world. And the answer that he gets is because he's never actually used his real eyes before. And it's the same kind of thing with your non-physical eyes, in the sense that if you've never really opened them up before, then the problem is your non-physical eyelids have atrophied and they're very, very weak. Clearing out that gunk enables you to have the option to then use your non-physical eyelids and open and close them and basically strengthen them and make it a lot easier for you to have very bright, very clear OBEs later on. The glue can be extremely strong sometimes. It can actually be to the point where when you open them up, you actually hear a loud ripping sensation, ripping sound. The glue can also cause your eyelids to come back together again when you want to keep them open. And it's like almost like they have some kind of magnetic quality to them where your eyelids are attracted to each other and want to shut, even though you might be doing everything you can to hold them open. And so the first couple times you do this, you may be able to open up your eyes a little bit, but then the only way you can hold them open is to actually devote your non-physical fingers to holding open at least one of your non-physical eyelids, because your non-physical eyelids are just not strong enough at that point to hold themselves open and overcome the residual non-physical glue that's trying to keep them shut. So going forward, here are the techniques we're going to be talking about in the rest of this class. In part two, we'll talk about two new techniques that you can use to manufacture OBE exit points and easily transition into a non-physical focus. These are tricks that you can use to first get that initial feeling where you can actually feel your non-physical fingers on your non-physical eyelids. This is a very significant turning point on your way into an OBE. Then in part three, we'll talk about four brand new exit techniques that you can use to turn that small glimmer of non-physical sight that you get using iPry into a full-blown OBE. Then in part four, we'll talk about brand new sleep breathing tricks that you can use to quickly start having lots and lots of OBEs and cure insomnia very easily. Finally, in part five, we'll talk about 16 practice exercises that you can use to put everything together and start having lots of OBEs using iPry. So in the next section, we'll talk about two techniques that you can use to manufacture OBE exit points. So stick around and I'll see you there.